This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma. It's time for our next installment of Pop It Parliament. It is day 11 of the second parliamentary sitting. Our producer Kelvin Yee was there at Day One Rakyat, joining us now to give us the updates and, as always, hopefully, fingers crossed, the drama. Kelvin, I heard there was a lot of praise for the Deputy Speaker today.
Yep, Nga Koming in the past was praised for his fluency in Bahasa, good conduct. This time he was praised for his good looks.
Hulu langat.
Terima kasih. YB speaker yang handsome.
Tuan Chan Fong Hing, Kota Kinabalu.
Ya, selamat pagi Tuan Speaker yang bukan saja kacak tapi pintar. Soalan saya soalan 5.
Penuh dengan pujian hari ini.
Kita fokus kepada soalan.
Terima kasih Yang Berhormat. Saya juga nak ikut speaker yang kacak dan pintar untuk berpantun. Jikalau Tuan pergi ke Segamat, jangan lupa berjumpa Pak Samad. Program Bahadisa akan ditingkat, berkebun kecil akan selamat.
I tell you, there's poetry, there's praise. What more could you want? It's like going to church. But smoking good looks aside, I heard the health minister address the question about cigarette prices today.
Yes, it was the first question of the day from Wong Chen, MP of Subang. Wong Chen wanted to know if the government would increase duties on cigarettes up to 75% per stick, in line with the World Health Organization's taxation recommendation from the current 53% imposed by the government. Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad said that prices will go up, but it won't be too high of an increase. He feels that the B40 group would turn to illicit cigarettes if prices go up to levels that are unaffordable to them.
Namun pada waktu yang sama, bukan saja kita memperhitungkan kenaikan, pada waktu yang sama adalah apa yang menular dalam di black market ataupun the contraband dan illicit cigarettes yang berleluasa akibat kalaulah rokok itu pada paras yang kita naikkan sehingga ia sudah tidak lagi menjadi affordable kepada golongan yang berpendapatan rendah, lalu mereka merojok dan lalu mereka menggunakan the cheaper illicit cigarettes yang sekaligus akan mendedahkan mereka kepada NCDs dan penyakit-penyakit seperti yang saya sebutkan tadi, the chronic pulmonary diseases juga termasuklah cardiovascular diseases dan sekaligus cancer. Jadi ini yang sentiasa kami perhitungkan, cost benefit analysis, supaya semuanya akan dapat kita garap dalam sederap dasar kita itu, apakah perhitungannya antara kenaikan dan juga penularan rokok-rokok tidak sah atau rokok-rokok haram ini.
That was Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. Kelvin, a few days ago, Jakim revealed that the number of gay men had apparently doubled in the last 5 years, going from 179,000 to a shocking 310,000, and that this number came from the Health Ministry. Today, the department has come out to say that actually the numbers haven't been verified by the Health Ministry. What is going on?
But it's good news for gay men. If you ever thought there were slim pickings, now it's like 310,000.
I mean, I have so many things to say in response to this, but I cannot.
Hey, Lynn, you know, with the rate our government's going, we've got to find silver linings anywhere, right?
Kelvin.
Okay, so I wanted to get a clarification from the Health Ministry, and I managed to catch up with Dr. Lee Boon Chai, the Deputy Health Minister. He said that the Health Ministry doesn't actually track those numbers.
The Health Ministry doesn't keep track of the LGBT community, you know, so there's no official figure as far as that LGBT community is concerned. So we don't keep track of their sexual so-called orientation and we don't track HIV based on LGBT. We track HIV based on the sexual practice. So we track the high-risk behavior, mainly like whether they do multiple sexual partners, things like this, you know. So but they may or may not be related to LGBT.
So that was Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye. The issue of marital rape continues today. Now, yesterday, if you missed it, Muhammad Hanifah Maidin, the Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, was criticised after saying that there were no plans to make non-violent marital rape a crime. And he said it's because such cases are difficult to prove and thus convictions are hard to secure. So, hey, carry on what you're doing, men.
Well, today he continues to insist that while cases such as these does happen, this issue isn't prevalent enough. He cites a lack of police reports.
Tapi sekarang masalah case pun tak ada lagi. According to AGC, only one case involving foreigners. Itu pun case lepas tu the wife apa ni withdrew the report. So now the husband was acquitted. Not even apa ni proceeded dengan ni. Tapi that one memang I was told like quite a serious case lah, tapi tidak ada tindakan juga. Actually memang isu ni saya setuju memang ada memang wujud keganasan tu. Tapi untuk jadi marital rape is a bit difficult because rape ni betul lah kalau you biasa jadi lawyer you tahulah macam mana. It's a bit difficult to prove. So tak mahu lah kalau kita bawa ke mahkamah dan ni orang tu lepas. Bila lepas it's bad image for the government. So government has to take to into account lah. Sebab itulah kita bagi kita for the timing gunakan dulu 375A. Kalau kita rasa 375A tu pun mungkin hukuman dia agak ringan 5 years, we can ask for amendment. It's okay.
You know, Calvin, I know. I just wanted to say, I think it was Mark Twain who said, better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt, right? I mean, there is good reason. We've spoken about this so many times, why there aren't police reports in these situations. Because women in these situations, especially if you are married to this individual who is being abusive, and not just in situations of rape, but otherwise, it is very difficult for them to actually work up the courage to go and make a police report. There are so many extenuating factors.
It's not just that. I mean, if the law is not going to provide for you, why report at all? It doesn't make any sense. Right? Yeah. The burden of changing this doesn't lie with victims.
Yeah, and he, I guess he admitted as much because he said that it is a complex issue because reporting such cases could mean the family losing the sole breadwinner of the family, you know, the accused, the accuser, right? He's also said that the government views this as a very, very important issue, but at the moment they have many other priorities. He urged NGOs to make the push for an amendment to 375A.
No, sebenarnya kita terlalu banyak benda kita nak buat ni. So kita terpaksa bagi priority kepada benda betul-betul top lah. I tak cakap benda ni bukan priority, tapi kita terlalu banyak benda nak buat. So government dia kena ambil mana. Sekarang ni pun kita nak buat banyak perkara. Tapi I think the government is lagi ni lah. Sebab semalam pun soalan itu pun I don't know why the question was asked. Tapi actually it's an old issue lah. Last time also masa the old government pun the issue was raised. And tadi so for me government for the timing lah. Dia rasa better for us to resort to 375A lah. Kan? So maybe I think instead of apa ni, we have a provision of marital rape, better for the NGOs, I rasa lah, feminist group, maybe push untuk minta supaya to amend the 375A to enhance the sentence. I rasa lah, for the time being lah. Kita go by gradual lah. Apa ni, kalau nak buat sekaligus ni, I rasa it's a bit difficult. So I tak salahkan feminist group. I think they have dia orang memang buat kerja dia orang lah. So I try to help them. Tapi saya cakap, for the timing, gunakan dulu 375A dulu. That's my suggestion lah. Kan? Tapi kalau sekiranya kita rasa hukuman tak tu, push for the amendment. Kan? Amendment pun, nak buat ke sini pun, sometimes kita lepas kat sini, Dewan Negara tak lepas. Tu yang apa ni, our Prime Minister is a bit ni, reluctant kadang nak bawa melalui legislative punya mechanism ni. Macam anti-fake news lah. We try to ni, kita lepas kat sini, dan ni. Lepas dia, under federal constitution, if you tak lepas kat Dewan Negara, you have to wait for 1 year. So it will prolong the process. So that's all I have. You all have to understand our predicament lah. Tapi on our part, we are very serious. Jangan takut. So dalam the existing administration ni, kita ramai MPs yang, I mean the minister and deputy minister yang very dia orang very receptive to this idea lah. I mean, marital rape ni memang I rasa mungkin a bit ni lah. It's a bit difficult for the time being lah. Mungkin kalau rakyat dah ramai sedar ni mungkin lah. But the public awareness also is play an important role lah. So we have to ni lah.
That was Muhammad Hanifah Maidin, the Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department. Moving on, Kelvin, I understand you also managed to catch up with Matang Pau MP Nurul Izzah Anwar.
Yeah, so she recently spoke about a bill that was going to address sexual harassment. She came up with some recommendations for the ministry, and here's what she had to say.
Well, we had a good discussion with a couple of lawyers, narrating not only my experience, but also many others who have been involved in such an incident, former victims, former legislators. And we wanted to ensure not only do we have a wider look at the laws enacted out there, including making sure that the code of conduct is taken very seriously by many companies throughout the various workplaces. That's one. But secondly, is also to ensure that when we enact a particular legislation, it places the victim and traverses the victim's journey from the word or from the time that he or she is lodging a complaint to the eventual prosecution and ensuring a successful conviction takes place. And of course, having the burden of proof, right? So whoever is being alleged to have performed an illegal conduct will be sufficiently addressed, you know, ensuring there's a particular burden of proof that is met. So I will be passing on the recommendations to the Ministry of Women because they have also accepted a draft bill from the Women's Action Group. And I think we also want to make sure that we coalesce all efforts to this regard. And I hope that it could be approved as soon as possible. But bearing in mind the need to ensure successful prosecution, protect the victims, and also having a clear-cut definition of what constitutes harassment.
Right, that was from Matang Pau MP Nurul Izzah Anwar. And speaking of sexual harassment, over the past few days, we've been seeing lots of reports, but I think we're going to, you know, talk about that a little later.
Yes, in the meantime, we've run out of time, but Kelvin, thank you so much for your report. That was Kelvin Yee with updates from Day 11 of Parliament. You've been listening to Popit Popit Parliament. You can weigh in with your thoughts. We're right here.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.